USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House said on Friday that President Trump will hold the second summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un in late February. A location for the meeting has not yet been set. Meanwhile, also going on in Washington, D.C., the 46th annual March for Life is taking place. Thousands of people are braving the cold temperatures and walking to support the lives of the unborn. The president delivered a message via video.
When we look into the eyes of a newborn child, we see the beauty and the human soul and the majesty of God's creation. We know that every life has meaning and that every life is worth protecting.
A winter storm is expected to last now through the weekend, affecting over 100 million people from Kansas all the way up to New Jersey. Folks could see another foot of snow followed by frigid temperatures. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Former CBS chairman and CEO Les Moonves isn't letting his $120 million severance go away without a fight. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Les Moonves deciding to take the company to arbitration, informing CBS of his intentions on Wednesday. The longtime CEO exiting the company in September amid a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations and a power struggle with controlling shareholder Sherry Redstone. On December 17th, after a months-long investigation into whether he had sexually harassed several women over the course of decades, CBS announced that there were grounds to fire him with cause. And specifically, CBS said that Moonves willfully violated company policy and his employment agreement and failed to cooperate with the investigation. His decision to fight for his severance had been expected.
It's day five of the Los Angeles teacher strike. Now both sides are negotiating together. This after a 12-hour negotiation session on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence is defending his wife and his Christian faith as he spoke to EWTN about the backlash his wife is receiving after she took a job at a Christian school as a volunteer art teacher in Northern Virginia.
My wife and I have been in the public eye for quite a while. We're used to the criticism, but I have to tell you, to see major news organizations attacking Christian education is deeply offensive to us. I mean, we have a rich tradition in America of Christian education and, frankly, religious education broadly defined. We celebrate it. It's the freedom of religion is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution prohibits a religious test for holding public office. And so we'll let the critics roll off our back. But this criticism of Christian education in America should stop.
A passenger who jumped from the 11th floor balcony of a ship ended up being kicked off the cruise line forever. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line says Nick Native of Vancouver, Washington, is no longer welcome on any of their cruises. He tells ABC's Good Morning America the reason he jumped.
I just thought it'd be cool to just jump off the ship. All my friends cheered me on, and it just happened so quick, and, the next minute I was jumping off the ship.
Native's buddies who egged him on were also banned for life from any Royal Caribbean cruises as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. One man was sent to the hospital last evening after a crash in downtown St. George. A St. George couple are facing more than 15 felony charges each after a five-month crime spree came to an abrupt halt when the pair were arrested for forgery, mail theft, and a myriad of other offenses. Two Illinois men were arrested when a Mesquite police officer found more than 110 pounds of marijuana and concentrated THC while searching their car during a traffic stop on I-15 in Nevada. And officers from the St. George Police Department are actively searching for a man suspected of trying to lure young girls into his car Wednesday afternoon near Lynn's Market on Mall Drive. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, partly cloudy then clearing today, 55. Clear tonight, 35 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and 54. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
This bill is in step forward, close to gun control, period, to disarm the American people, period. What I'm interested in know, what is behind this? They come here in those dog and pony show and try that they're going to protect people. You're going to protect nobody. I want to know what is behind it. Do you know what is behind it, the problem that we have in this country with this Marxism? Marxism is not coming. Marxism is here. Marxism has been in this country for quite a while. And the politicians allow that because they are ignorant or they are part of the plot. Don't sell me this. A very powerful man tried to sell me this 50-something years ago. I didn't buy it. Do you think I'm going to buy it now? After pushing 80 years? This is Marxism. Plain and clear. With everything. Communism, socialism, humanism, I heard that too in my native country. They put this dog and pony show saying, hey, we're going to protect you. No, what they did was enslave a country. They destroyed the country in the same way that this country is going to be destroyed if we continue in this time.
Yeah. Amen.
Boy, howdy.
Woo.
We need that a bunch of him speaking out.
Oh, I know. That was a city council in 2014 in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed up to say his piece. Wow, it was powerful. Longer than that.
Did it have his name?
Manuel.
Yeah, he was from Cuba.
Yeah, yeah.
He was talking about Fidel Castro's.
Yeah, yeah. Man tried to sell me this 50 years ago, yeah. And mm-hmm. I didn't buy it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really powerful, and you could tell he was on the verge of tears talking because I just... Boy, we have problems. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, by the way. Hi, Melty's joining me on a Friday.
Yeah.
Hi.
If you've been there once, you don't want to ever go there again.
No, and we can't learn these lessons. Do you know how emotional these people get? When we had, what's his name? It's on the tip of my tongue. I'm really sorry. We had him on the show, and he was from East Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole story, it was like jaw-opening, and you just... To think, and I think the horror for him was to come to America and then think that we're going to adopt that again because we get just slowly move towards it. No wonder they get emotional. No wonder we need to learn from them. I don't know why we can't learn from voices that have survived that and lived through it and are telling us what's going to happen. And somehow we as Americans are, I don't know. I don't know how we get suckered into it along the way, but we sure do.
But it seems like it's always the immigrants,
yes,
who are the most upset.
Yeah,
and because they lived it. Harold called.
Yes,
from
Harold.
East,
Harold,
he was raised in East Germany.
Yeah, Zieger. Uh huh.
And he
I know.
I mean, there's nothing he hates more than communism.
I know. I know.
And he's worried for this country, just like this guy.
Yeah.
And anytime you run into anybody that is from Cuba, especially, they won't say a good thing about Democrats. Yeah. Cubans never say a good thing about them.
Yeah, it's so. Welcome to this Utah Local Hour. And we were going to talk about this because this came up, a Supreme Court challenge, the legitimacy of the Firearms Act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so let's talk about this for a second. And by the way, today I have I want to talk to you. I did an interview with Christopher Fulton about his explosive new book about JFK and the piece of evidence that he had. And I've never done this before, but in the next hour in the national show, I want to actually go through some of those details and some of those things that were written, because I think that it's huge and the book is amazing. Oh, the book is a page turner. It's called The Inheritance, Poison mm-hmm. Fruit of JFK's Assassination. And the stuff, the pieces that he ties in are pretty amazing. And I want to get some of your takes on this, and also the bigger issue of this, really, is really what I want to talk about, too. Those that went along with the cover-up and why. In the third hour, we also have Chief Eddie Gallagher's wife coming on, Andrea Gallagher. And she's going to be joining us talking about, I think her son was on Fox and Friends.
Yes.
Yeah. They're going to be talking about this case. And, man, you know, I've seen in the last 7 years so many cases where people have been thrown into prison or taken, and the evidence is very flimsy, and it's a strange case, and you can't figure out why they've got these guys in shackles and they're barred from food or water for 72 hours. I mean, just crazy stuff going on. And so we're going to talk to her about her story and figure out what's going on so that we can get a little bit more educated on truly what is happening to some of our citizens. It's sickening. So let's talk about this Supreme Court case. What struck you about this right away?
Well, it's actually the fact that they took it, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But the case, if you read about the case, it really makes perfect sense. Because what it's talking about, the NFA, what happens is, let's say I wanted to buy a suppressor for my gun.
Okay.
I have to file the paperwork with the, mm-hmm. with the government mm-hmm. and pay a $200 tax and get a tax stamp in order to be able to own this suppressor for my gun. It's a tax.
Yeah.
The argument that this guy's making is that in any other situation in the country, a tax not being collected is not a felony, and you don't go to prison for it.
And he went to prison.
But in this case, he didn't pay the $200 tax stamp and purchased the suppressor and got a 10-year prison sentence.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. For a tax, basically, because he did.
Right.
Not because the suppressor's illegal. Suppressor's not illegal. You just have to pay the $200 tax to own it.
What a case. Oh, my gosh. Jeremy Kettler, 2017, found guilty of violating federal laws concerning the manufacturing and selling of suppressors, and was given a year's probation on a single count of possession of an unregistered NFA item, National Firearms Act item, with the conviction upheld an appeal to the 10th U.S. Circuit last October. And Kettler is now pursuing this case with the help of gun rights groups to the Supreme Court. And so his petition presents this very solid, well-argued, the question's important to all gun owners. We'll have to see how this turns out. It's a 46-page petition to the High Court, mm-hmm. argues that the NFA, which was adopted in 1934, wow, it's a long time ago, is unconstitutional, and that is, in essence, a money-losing tax that produces no revenue for the government while effectively criminalizing.
That's what
it's doing. It's there to criminalize. And so pointing that the tax is charged on the making and the transfer of these items, it's pay a $200 tax to the IRS. Wow.
That same $200 tax allows you to buy a fully automatic firearm. They're legal in this country.
Yeah.
As long as they were manufactured before a certain date. But anyway, that you can't manufacture new ones for the public, but okay. the ones that are out there are legal to own. Same $200 tax.
Right.
So here we are constantly bombarded with this assault weapons mm-hmm. thing. And the reality is, if they were really assault weapons, they'd be under the NFA.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
not, you know.
Yeah,
they're
not. Yeah.
So this whole thing is going to change, you know, depending on how vociferously they fight this case.
Yeah.
Is going to make a major changes in what's going on in the gun control battle.
Well, and here's another thing that everybody really needs to know on this. He's a disabled combat veteran. Mm-hmm. He came under investigation in 2014. Why? Because he posted a video on social media of a suppressor he bought at a local Army Navy surplus store without that tax stamp or ATF paperwork. So all he did was upload a video of it. And they got very curious. And so if you don't think people aren't looking at social media, and I mean, this is I've seen this a lot now. This is getting mm-hmm. crazy. Sure. What's going up on social media is really, really hurting people.
Well, here's another interesting fact to point out. Mm-hmm. He's being punished for purchasing it mm-hmm. without the stamp. What about the seller? It's actually yeah. the seller's responsibility to make sure that that paperwork's done.
And now they're saying he didn't have a federal license to manufacture suppressors. He violated the NFA, but the case is really, he was found guilty on 8 counts of illegally making and marketing firearms, you know, not guilty in 2 others. But yeah, that's kind of interesting. So I think really going back and making sure that we're not criminalizing really ridiculous things. It's really under, it constitutes cruel and unusual punishment, which is outlawed by the Constitution, or it should, you know, it's supposed to be. And so the punishment has to fit the crime. Mm-hmm. This is not a big deal. This is just the government wanting their penance and then putting it into law that you have to do this. And
you know, and that's the nice thing about communism.
It's a nice
They're not bogged down by things such as cruel and unusual punishment, because the right. punishment for everything is death.
That's so true. And I've just never heard that phrase. And the nice thing about communism.
Yeah, yeah, every punishment yeah. is death.
Well,
so,
there's no guesswork. Yeah. You kind of know what's coming. Wow. I was, if I get into it, then I won't be able to finish it because we're going to a break. But just the nature of what happens within communism, I think these people, like the opening clip, they can just say volumes yeah. about this. And this is really, I mean, if you really think about this $200 stupid, idiotic thing, and it results in prison time and felony, you can't own firearms anymore, right? Mm-hmm. With a felony. And obviously, we're all shaking our head going, you've got to be kidding. So when I see the red flag laws, I know Don Ibsen, state senator, wants red flag. He was on the committee for this. Snitch on your neighbor. Snitch on your neighbor mm-hmm. so they can take your guns. This is all gun control. That clip was for him because, yep. And Vickers and Brad Last and all the people that want that, you know, red flag is, he's speaking to you. This is how it mm-hmm. happens. That's Marxism. This is not good. Ugh, those red flag laws. Snitch on your neighbor so the cops can come take your guns, and then you have to fight to get them back and prove yourself.
Then they'll start rewarding your children.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Out.
That's communism. Be right back.
Seriously, though, what's the most important thing in buying a car? Price. And I always have people asking me, Jared, how do you have the lowest price in 500 miles? And I tell them, the answer is you have to have a huge selection. You have to have hundreds of cars. Then you have to have a service center that can recondition those cars and make sure they're pristine. Because why? You warranty all those cars. By the way, service centers open to the public with one of the cheapest labor rates in town, I might add. And then you obviously have to have the financing lined up. You got to be preferred with all of our local lenders. And you have to have the option to carry people in-house, which we do. And finally, finally, you need the team. You got to create a culture where they're delivering the greatest experience at the best value. And that is how you become the fastest growing independent dealer in Southern Utah. Boom.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
Is part of your New Year's resolution focusing more on finances? Join Abe Ashton for your family and your retirement. Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 on Fox News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Life-changing. Hi, this is Justin from The Mattress Store, Southern Utah's number one Tempur-Pedic Elite retailer. And life-changing is the number one response we get from our new Tempur-Pedic owners. Start 2019 off with life-changing restorative sleep on the most highly recommended bed in America for as little as $29 a month with 0% interest financing. Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats The Mattress Store. Nobody.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Friday afternoons at 5.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
You feel it every morning when you take a hot shower. You hear it every time you turn on your TV or radio. You smell it when you're cooking dinner.
Honey, that smells great!
It's the energy that powers your home. And because you bought a home in the Dixie Power service area, you're spending a lot less on electricity than if you bought somewhere else. Dixie Power has the most affordable rates in the area and is always working to make your life better. Safe, reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. Dixie Power, energizing life.
We live in a world where the internet makes connections possible. Connections to coworkers and clients.
Beth has joined the meeting.
Connections to family and friends who are traveling overseas.
Hey, great to see you guys. How are the kids?
Connections to information across the globe. But with all the incredible connections, a reminder from InfoWest to sometimes disconnect, to be present with the ones you love who are right around you, to take the time to be there in the moment. At InfoWest, we're here to connect you with the highest quality, high-speed internet, to connect you to those most important times and those most important issues, but also to remind our neighbors in Southern Utah to never forget what's right in front of you. Because InfoWest cares about our customers, cares about families, and cares about our community. InfoWest, the internet people, delivering more connections every day.
More and more businesses are planning events where they need quick but flavorful lunches to help keep their presentations moving. Whether you're hosting a luncheon, workshop, or meeting, box lunches are the answer. At Catering Concepts, our gourmet box lunches are perfect for feeding large and small groups in your office with the convenience of individual lunches, customized with a tasty main dish, dessert, and water bottle. All meals come in an easy-to-use container ready to go. Call 435-574-0059. That's 574-0059.
Hi, it's Marty Lane, and guess what? I have acid reflux. Yes, for the past 15 years, I have suffered with acid reflux. However, it has developed into what's called Barrett's esophagus, so I have to have it checked every 3 years. But I also have a history of colon cancer in my family. So, yes, I needed to get a colonoscopy as well. I go to Dr. James Bown and recommend Utah Gastroenterology. They're over on River Road in St. George. I got to tell you, the guy's great. The whole staff is fantastic. It's a higher level of healthcare. Digestive problems can be embarrassing, painful, and in some cases, even life-threatening. That is why it is always best to seek the help of an experienced digestive specialist, a board-certified gastroenterologist, whether you have acid reflux, abdominal pain, or you're just ready to have your first colonoscopy. Utah Gastroenterology will help you safeguard your most priceless possession, your health. Go to Utah Gastroenterology. Look them up at utahgastro.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
This fight, I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day. So satisfied, I'm on my way.
All righty. How are you today? You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you are. And we're going to be talking about a little bit about JFK and a little bit about, well, what's going on with some of these cases. This chief, Eddie Gallagher, long military career. We're going to be talking with his wife in the last hour. I've got Uncle Milty. Oh, and by the way, I should have finished that sentence. He is in prison right now, and they're trying to figure out how this happened. So we're going to be talking to her about this case. I've got Uncle Milty with me. Hi there.
Hi.
On a Friday. Thank you. And so much. By the way, Governor Herbert. Okay. I'm just going to tell you, and I'm not going to have any opinion on this whatsoever. But Governor Herbert said that he has a solution. He's really aggravated about the shutdown, and he has a solution. And then he basically said that he doesn't want to actually suggest a way out of it. Wouldn't that be the solution? Or okay, but we have an increasing problem, and he thinks it's deeper than an argument.
Really?
Uh huh. Yeah. And
he's so double barrel sharp.
And so, he would like us to figure out some ways that we could stop doing this. If we could just get to the deeper issue, that'd be great. And then if we could figure out a long-term strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
How about making and sticking to budgets? That might be a place to start.
That might be a place to start. I kept trying to think, what is the article actually saying? I mean...
Nothing.
Oh, I know. It was just so funny. I don't presume to, this was his words. I don't presume to suggest a way out of it, but I just am aggravated by it. So I just think we need to come up with something. Yeah. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Yeah. So that was a really rewarding article by Deseret. Thank you for that. And I feel so much smarter now that I've read it. So.
I keep hoping that the mm-hmm. media is going to wake people up,
yeah.
you know, because it's so mm-hmm. obvious what they're doing.
Right.
All day long, they've been talking about the 10,000 people
yeah.
of the 800,000 that were furloughed because of the shutdown. 10,000 have applied for unemployment.
Wow.
Like that's
that's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
Well, they just missed a check a week ago. I mean,
right.
Okay, their first one. I mean, it's not like this is
Tuesday will be number two.
Yeah. So.
But it's the media.
I know.
They keep making this big thing out of nothing. They talk about it like it's this huge disaster.
Yeah, and they don't. They fail to mention that federal employees make actually 17% more than the average American.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of perks about that job, and they know when they
mm-hmm.
sign up. You know,
mm-hmm.
you won't hear any of that. You'll just hear that everybody's in dire straits, and what are we going to do? And the big headline today on conservative news, on our own conservative news, was as far as Fox goes. That they were that the Capitol was getting ready for chaos because it was going to keep going, and I thought they are really ramping this thing up. I mean, this is you're right about making such a big deal, they have to. What other headline do they have right now?
Yeah,
there are headlines, but we're not going to hear about the real headlines, and
not
so
the real thing.
Yeah, my contact in Syria said to keep an eye on Lebanon right now.
Really?
Uh-huh. Said there's a lot of unrest. And of course, you know, we kind of hear the rumblings of that, but he said it's about to get bigger. So, and he said, a coup may be happening. So he was on his way to Lebanon. But because I asked him if he had seen Assad, or has Assad even, where is he? He's been nowhere.
No.
He has been nowhere. And you can't find even one of his last public appearances. And so he was going to get on that and try and find out what was going on. Because he kind of figured his wife had cancer, so he was dealing with that. But he hasn't been seen at all. So,
mm-mm.
you know, is he still with us? I don't know. Anyway, I'm on that. And I should have some news by next week on that. Thomas Massie will be on the show next week. So he was going to do this week, but he'll be doing next week. Yeah, Governor Herbert, thank you for that riveting article and opinion. It's just, it just gets to me. This gets to me too. Today, they have marches going on. All three main networks ignored March for Life, but put up Women's March instead. All of them. They act like it's not going on, the March for Life. Not going on at all. And gave all of this coverage, ABC, NBC, and CBS, all bought and sold, by the way, ignored the March for Life, the 46th anniversary of this March for Life in Washington, D.C., largest pro-life event in the nation, and decided to cover the feminist march rally that, by the way, they have nothing to protest. They have everything they wanted and more. And so they're celebrating. So there's nothing to even march for. And this is what they're concentrating on in the news today.
Wow.
And none of them are covering March for Life. Don't you just cringe when you hear this?
Yeah, absolutely.
I do.
Well,
I
more than cringe. Yeah. But we can't talk about
it. I know. It just, it's really frustrating. And I know we have stuff here going on. And I suppose they'll be some out there for this Women's March, but
I just don't understand how any thinking person can look at what's going on and not be able to see the truth.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's so obvious. The truth
it's
is so obvious.
Obvious. Yeah.
And yet there are people that just are totally blinded to it.
I know. Well, I think they're busy opening theaters for dogs. There's a theater.
That may be.
There's a theater for dogs now. It's a canine cinema. Can't make that up. And their first one is in Texas, and there might be a dog cinema coming to you. You sit with your dog, and they have cute dog houses next to the seats and with balloons on them. And they asked the dogs what they thought, and they sat there and didn't answer.
Movie?
Yes.
Oh.
You know, do you think a little transference is going on with these people? I think my dog would like a movie because I'd like a movie. I'm taking my dog to the movies. The dog doesn't care. Oh my gosh, the dog doesn't watch TV. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
If there was somebody in my family that talked to their dog like that,
yeah,
I'd have them committed.
Yeah. So, you know what? You're going to see a big surge in the dog ownership industry. I swear, if anybody goes into business, they really should go in offering more human stuff to dogs, because we're going to see more of that and less kids. That's what we're going to end up seeing. It's really unfortunate and sad, but we're going to end up seeing a more attention to just being a dog owner because, you know, it's a dog. So, and I love dogs, but give me a break. Would you take your dog to a movie? Would you pay for your dog to see a movie? So they even have concessions. Yep. And they're serving up bottomless wine for the patrons to come bring your dog.
Well, that's good.
I got a kick out of this story because I thought there really are people that are kind of nuts out there. I mean, truly, this is interesting.
Did you see that article last week? I think it was last week about they're going to start cracking down on people who are making fake little, backpack looking things for supposed service dogs that aren't really service dogs.
Oh, really?
And I was thinking about this last night. I was at the store. And a woman came in with her little dog. And this, it was a one of them Mexican dogs, Chihuahua. And this dog was so old and arthritic, it could barely walk. And the woman was pretty much like that, too. And here they are walking through the grocery store, and I'm thinking, what kind of a service dog is this that it can barely walk,
right?
You know, and it
who's walking? Who?
What is it gonna do?
Oh, I love that. Hi caller. What's on your mind, caller? What's on your mind?
You know, Sam, the dog.
Oh.
Bark all night long.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, thanks for that. Appreciate that. made no sense, but okay. Or did we just miss the first part of his...
I think we missed okay. something there.
These kinds of stories crop up all the time, like the guy bringing the alligator on for his, as a service alligator into his nursing home. These things happen, and it gives you a good chuckle because you still know the loonies are out there, and they're not going anywhere. And so, you know, you got to laugh to get through all this, you guys. You just do. And I'm open. I'm sincerely open.
There's so much interesting stuff out there to look at that if somebody just browsed the internet looking for things that might make some sense. Like there was a chart this morning of the, it showed the percentage of workers that have been furloughed by agency.
Okay.
So the very first on the list was NASA. 97% of NASA has been furloughed.
Okay. Well, I mean...
Housing and urban development.
I guess I don't see an issue. Okay.
Yeah. Yep, 96%.
No issue there.
Department of Education.
Oh, please.
94%.
Oh, what couldn't have been 100? Okay.
Yeah. But, well, my point is when you start reading this list, it isn't just the national parks.
Yeah.
There's some major agencies here. The EPA, 90%. Department of Commerce, the Smithsonian, you know, that's a big one.
Well, I was saying the parks because that's the show. That is the show that gets everybody riled up because they're trying to vacation. They don't want to have, they want to be able to get to their monuments and their, and they want to get to their parks. But you're right. There's a lot of non-essentials.
Well, that's what they don't want you to see.
Yeah.
They don't want you to see that 92% of the Department of Education has been laid off right now.
Yeah.
And nobody knows it.
Right? Yes.
That's
so
what
true.
They're trying to hide. So this chart was really interesting in that regard because it shows you, gee, look at all these agencies with all these people laid off and nothing's happening.
Yeah, we're fine. That is very true. They can go on and on about it. It is a dog and pony show in every headline. It cracks me up to no end. What do you say about it? I mean, Ruthie. Ruthie said she's quitting now is the latest. She's made the decision to quit. I still wonder if she's really alive. I'm serious. And I only say that out of seriousness because she hasn't had any public anything. And that is something, well, anyway, they would want to keep that on ice for a while if they could.
Literally.
Her on ice, them on ice. Yeah, that on ice. But I'm not saying that because I'm wearing a tinfoil. I'm saying that just because I can see it. And I think... I wish the press would ask a few more questions. They won't, but I'd love to get down to the bottom of that one. That'd be interesting. Yep. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Your locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store is having a huge sale and clearance. Sleep better on this beautiful queen panel bed for just $2.99. Save big on this five-piece dining set at just $2.99. Relax on this gorgeous sofa for $200 off. Right now, during the sale and clearance, it's yours for just $2.99. During this sale and clearance, for a limited time, get 24 months special financing. Save on bedrooms. Save on dining rooms. Save on sectionals. Save on recliners. And save in the Ashley Sleep Center, too. Get up to 50% off select mattresses or get 1 year no interest, no minimum purchase on Ashley Sleep, Sealy, or Beautyrest mattresses. And find out why Ashley Home Store is North America's number one Tempur-Pedic retailer and save up to $1,000 plus 12 months special financing. Ashley Home Store, East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're going to love this Ashley Furniture Home.
I'm Kelly Clough, and I've been in recovery for over 18 years, and I work for Lionsgate Recovery. I feel like I'm uniquely qualified to do well at this job because not only do I have the experience of being where the addict is, most of my family suffers from this addiction. I'm surrounded by addiction, and because of that, I've watched both the losses and the miracles. I've been in recovery almost half my life, and in that time, I've seen amazing things happen.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery helping people find recovery.
With the colder nights, heating systems can struggle to heat all the areas of your house, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air care professionals can help these trouble areas with their Mitsubishi electric cooling and heating ductless system, offering individual comfort control to a more personal, defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care Professionals this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Craig Hansen. I'm here to talk to you about Novatio Orthopedics and Dr. Michael Manning. 6 weeks ago, I had a procedure done, and it has changed my life. Because of this procedure, I am doing things that I haven't done for years. Not only has he helped me with my knees, he's helped me in other ways. He's help me become healthier and more active. I can't believe after this procedure, I was able to go hunting with my son, my grandson, and all of my friends. I cannot believe that I'm going up and downstairs, which I haven't done in years. It's been really fun to go out with friends again and enjoy myself and be able to even maybe dance. You know, with my wife. My wife and I have planned a vacation, and I can hardly wait to go on a vacation with her pain-free.
Call Novatio, 435-688-1152, or visit NovatioOrtho.com. Little Caesars is now accepting applications for their new location opening soon across the street from Desert Hills. Little Caesars is a great place to work and offers flexible schedules and a fun work environment with biannual employee parties with amazing prizes. Pick up an application today at any of the five Southern Utah Little Caesars locations or at the new location across the street from Desert Hills High School. Come join the Little Caesars team at their new location. Little Caesars is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you in the market for a new or nearly new car? Are you dreading the process of dealing with high-pressure sales? We do things differently here at Newbies. This is Eric Todd with Newbie Buick GMC, and we've listened to our customers. They have told us they want a simple and easy way to buy a car. That's why we created the Newbie Internet Pricing Policy and Sales Process. The price you see online is the price you get here. We post our prices clearly on every car, truck, and SUV for everyone to see, even our competition. Let me introduce to you our salesperson of the month, Todd Johnson.
If you're looking for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then come see me, Todd Johnson, at Newbie Buick GMC. My goal is to get you all the information you need to help you make the decision, and I will work hard to make the sales process easy and find the perfect car for you.
Shop online for your next car, SUV, or truck anywhere you are. Go to newbiebuick.com for leasing specials, internet pricing, and daily updates. Experience car buying the newbie way at newbiebuickgmc.com today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Warrior, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. And I would love to hear from you, actually. And Kate on the Blaze on Twitter, The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, and Kate on the Blaze on Instagram. I've got Uncle Milty with me on a Friday, and we'll have Thomas Massey next week, and working on some great guests for next week. All kinds of people, actually. Getting in touch with all kinds of people. So, oh, by the way, Dr. Diet. People have been asking me, how'd you lose it? Where'd you go? I know. Dr. Diet on the Boulevard. Get over there. 628 diet is the phone number. 628 diet, and get rid of some of that weight, and you'll keep it off. I've kept mine off, and I've loved it. And I'm telling you, it is so worth it. It's worth it, worth it, worth it. And I went in around this time last year, and to lose what I had gained the year before, and Christmas time, and I was so glad. And they have a lot of ways to help you: B12 shots and appetite suppressants, all kinds of things. But it's really a great way to jumpstart. So if you're finding that your New Year's resolution isn't sticking right now, please get over there. They'll give you some help. They're fantastic. Dr. Diet Wellness Center on St. George Boulevard. We were just kind of like laughing at this, but you know, there was an article and this came out a year ago, but they've grown since. Now they've got all these locations mm-hmm. all over United States, but they're harvesting young blood. And these people are scooping up. How much is a liter of young blood? This is eight, just so gross.
$8,000 to $12,000.
$8,000 to $12,000. Yeah. So they're wanting blood from younger people so that they can, well.
Well, the donors are ranging in average age from 16 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly then some old guy like me can go in and buy a couple, you know, I've got $16,000 laying around. I'll buy a couple pints of young blood and have it transfused into
me. What in the what? I mean.
And it's going to make me feel better.
Oh, man. Okay. So this is Peter Thiel. Mm-hmm. You all know Peter Thiel. He's made money doing some other businesses, and that was funded. Those businesses were funded by the CIA and InQtel, by the way. Peter Thiel is a big one for that. PayPal, you know, those kinds of things. Anyway, he keeps saying in the press over and over and over again, I'm not a vampire. I don't really think you have to say that. But anyway, this is the blood donors range in age from 16 to 25 and sometimes in the 30s, but rarely. And people are taking this ghoulish sounding treatment, $8,000 for a liter. I think this is weird. This has like got to be a new fad, like the weird fads that people do. I don't know, harvesting the blood of young people. This is, we all know in the sicko world of the pedophilia and the sicko world of what a lot of, I think, the deep staters and some people get into with young people's blood. And we've talked about that on the mm-hmm. show. But this is just this. You know what this is and what I've noticed, because I looked up other articles on this. They were really kind of selling it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were really talking it up. Now, you know how the press gets. They would be, what is this? You know, no, they were actually saying it's the secret to long lasting health. And not even asking any questions about it. Just basically saying, this is just normal. I don't know. I just don't think this is normal.
The founder of this company, Ambrosia, mm-hmm. was founded in 2016 by Jesse Carmazan, a Stanford Medical School graduate. Mm-hmm. Here's what he said. Well, some patients got young blood mm-hmm. and others got older blood. And I was able to do some statistics on it. And the results looked really awesome. And I thought, this is the kind of therapy that I'd want to be available to me. That's the basis for the company,
oh,
right there. All
gosh.
That scientific evidence.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, there's a new one for anti-aging. I know. I was doing some research and looking at the Budwig protocol. Have you ever heard of this? The uh-huh. Budwig protocol. And I don't know if a lot of people realize what that is. That was I was actually telling some relatives about this last night because we were just talking. It came up. And for people with cancer and MS and all kinds of different diseases. And the Budwig protocol was just a super simple thing. Mm-hmm. And it was coming from a scientist who they say has been up for 7 Nobel Peace Prizes. She was wow. from, I think, Germany. And Joanne. Is it Joanne Budwig?
Yeah.
She passed away in the early 2000s and lived to be quite
92 or 4, something like that.
She developed a protocol and she was basically saying, look, I will flatly say no chemo and do this, right? And so I was curious to see what it was going to be. And it all makes sense science-wise. That's what's so interesting about it. Her whole study was in fats and that we're not getting enough of mm-hmm. the unsaturated fats. And so she her protocol, I'll kind of give you the quick version of it. It's super simple, like a tablespoon, 2 tablespoons of like really natural, good health food store cottage cheese. And then a teaspoon, so it's 2 to 1, and a teaspoon of... my brain
flaxseed
is so slow
oil.
Today. Yes, flaxseed oil. And it has to be the good kind. Like not just the kind mm-hmm. you get at any grocery store, but they're not heated, not heat treated. And so you mix this with an immersion blender to get it blended completely so the oil doesn't show.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates a chemical reaction in your body if you're going to eat that within 15 to 20 minutes. Now, when I'm telling you this, the people with cancer were doing this, even stage 4, doing this 3 times a day and also cleaning up their diet. So you also have to stop eating all the junk and the sugar. Yeah, you have to get off sugar. But in doing this, the science behind this was really kind of cool. And it was about, it was her saying, look, every cell has an electronic charge to it. And what this does is those two things together, when they collide and they have this reaction, they're able to jumpstart the cell. And so it was really kind of cool, like interesting science and kind of interesting approach to this. And I thought it's the Budwig. So if you're asking, B-U-D-W-I-G, Joanna Budwig. And when I was researching this and kind of looking at it, I thought, you know, there's this probably actually the science behind this, as simple as it is, because you can put nuts in it and fruit and lemon juice if you wanted to turn it lemon or whatever you wanted to do.
Just to make it more palatable.
But doing this, actually, I thought that it's so simple that of course it would be so simple. Mm-hmm. Do you know, sometimes we get so complicated, but her whole kind of thesis behind this is, and this has been going on for years. A lot of people have gotten rid of cancer and gotten rid of diseases and things like that. But she was saying that the Sulfadryl groups found in cancer treatment drugs, she did a lot of research on this. And then she said, look, a chemical reaction takes place when the Sulfadryl groups in cottage cheese bind with unsaturated fatty acids in flaxseed oil. And the reaction allows the flaxseed to become water soluble and enter into a cell to supply energy. So imagine the cells in your body the same way as a battery in a car. Our cells also require electrical energy in order to run and energize all of our life-giving biological functions. So in order for a dead car battery to be recharged, it requires jumper cables to supply an electrical current from a good battery. And the combination of cottage cheese and flaxseed oil work together and function like jumper cables. And so they had, you know, all these things, all kinds of cancers. They had brain and skin and breast cancer and all kinds of things. And they were able to pull themselves out of it, which, you know, when I say these things, I'm not, you know, obviously see your physician and see what you think. But, but the Cancer Society, they were saying, well, yeah, it's a really good thing. I mean, they couldn't say it was bad. They were saying, yeah, it's really good. It just doesn't have enough study yet. But they always say that. That's their go-to because they want everybody on the chemo.
Yep.
Don't they?
Sure.
And so I thought this was really interesting. And so she had people eating it like three times a day. And it's only a couple tablespoons. It wasn't like a big, huge thing. Mm-hmm. But I thought, man, I for maintenance, that's kind of cool. Anyway.
I read a story this past year about a guy whose wife had Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And
she says that too for the brain. Yeah, go ahead.
And he started giving her coconut oil.
Yeah.
And it actually reversed her Alzheimer's. I mean, there was more to it than just that, but her diet and other things. But supposedly it has to do with coconut oil readily crosses the blood-brain barrier and feeds your brain.
That's the only kind of oil we do.
Yeah,
coconut oil. And it doesn't taste like coconut for those that don't
know.
Yeah, it actually works in high heat, too. I mean, you can do anything with it. So I bake with it. I cook with it, everything. I don't use the other. I haven't bought, I really have not bought vegetable oil, and I don't even know how long. But I just thought the science behind that was kind of cool, you know, getting into that cell, with that electrical charge. And so she said that's how tumors grow. You know, that charge dims and they grow. And actually the tumors were going away when she was doing this. So you can look it up if you want and do your own homework and research, which I know you will.
Mm-hmm.
But the Budwig, it's been around. I think she introduced this clear back like in the mid-50s.
Yeah, and 1954.
Oh, there you go. See, he does his homework. And then it was completely ignored. But she was going into the hospitals and saying, I'll work with you. Mm-hmm. I will help you. I'll get you on a diet and I'll do this with you. And people were doing great. They were doing so good. So I always love answers and alternatives and things that we can look at, because I think we overlook and that we came to rely too much on those industries that tell us what's what. And I think that there's so much out there, and that's why I'm so grateful sometimes for the internet or being able to research her and research what she brought to the table. I think that it's really important to look at this. But yeah, there's some videos on it, even on YouTube. You can see people making it, and so there's a lot of things you can do with it. But I thought three times a day, I mean, that's a super simple something. to try. And with people out there in their health, and I know how expensive healthcare is, and it's out, it's just beyond, isn't it? It's so sickening. But I thought, that is just cool. Very, very cool. And it's been around so long. And so there's lots of people talking about it and lots of like testimonials about it and things like that, because people are saying, yeah, I even had a couple kinds of cancer, stage 4. And I was able to reverse that and didn't get it back. And she was adamant about not using chemo, because she was saying it's killing everything. And then you'll end up with another cancer, you know, down the road. And so
they even warn you that.
I know. On the heels of that, there was an article today, and it got me thinking about this too, but The Independent, not locally, but globally, they were coming out with this stealth disease. It was written off as old age, but it was behind cancers and joint problems. The stealth disease caused iron to build up toxic levels, and they say that it may be responsible for cancers and all kinds of stuff. Now, we know health stuff comes out every 5 minutes. So I try not to do it too much on the show, because we could be doing 3 hours a day on the new health stuff that they're coming out with. But that was kind of interesting. I hadn't heard of a stealth disease that was causing that mimics old age. So really, you're not getting older. You have a stealth disease that's causing this. But toxic levels of iron buildup. Yeah. Wow. Had you even thought of that?
Never.
I know, me neither. They're showing that, it's really messing with people, and it's also probably at the cause of liver and arthritis and all kinds of things. So it'll be interesting to see what that says. I was glad we did a show this week on the flu shot, because there's new stuff coming out all the time. You don't get a flu shot, do you?
Yes.
You do get a flu shot.
Well, I have for quite a while, mm-hmm. because having age, they recommend you do, and,
Right.
I listen.
Yeah.
I listen. Hey. You know, I mean, I have AIDS. I don't want to die.
Well, I get it.
Don't get the flu. And I haven't had the flu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
And I haven't gotten sick from it noticeably in any way that I know of.
Yeah.
But I'm not thrilled about it.
Yeah. By the way, we were talking about blood. There's an airline offering a DNA discount for Americans with Mexican blood.
What?
Yeah, I know. I can't make this stuff up.
You're making this up.
I'm not. I promise. I am not making this up. And Aero Mexico, if you have Mexican blood, you get a big fat discount. Is that just the craziest thing? I mean, come on.
How do you have to prove it?
I don't know. Basically, they said, DNA tested Mexico skeptic Americans all over the southern U.S., offering them discounts to fly south of the border based on how much Mexican they had in their genes. Yeah.
So it's only for Americans.
I know you're probably shocked by this. The ad claims that a full 54% of those tested had some Mexican in their DNA. Very popular in Texas, New Mexico, California, and Arizona.
So. I think it's a gimmick to try to find out how many Mexicans there are here.
Well, it's. I mean, come on.
In essence, it's actually prejudice.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Well, not when you're politicizing it to the people that in the media. They're not going to call that out. Well, we'll be right back. I want to go through some really cool stuff with you and get your opinion on this. I know we're going to go in the Wayback Machine, talk JFK, but there's a reason. So join us in just a moment. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Come on and sleep cheap, cheap.
I need another energy drink. I can't sleep. Am I too tired because my mattress is too old? Discount Mattress is waiting to help you get a great night's sleep tonight, tomorrow, for a long time to come. Simmons, Springer, Englander, and Serta. Now you've got a friend in the mattress business. Get a mattress today for as low as $199 or use our free layaway program.
Discount Mattress.
Find us just north of Costco.
Sleep cheap, yeah!
With the colder nights, heating systems can struggle to heat all the areas of your house, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air Care professionals can help these trouble areas with their Mitsubishi electric cooling and heating ductless system, offering individual comfort control to a more personal defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care professionals this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.